and flesh grew and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Now, I will stop here so as to save time. The same principle kept on, you know, manifesting. But the point I want to make from here is that God had a desire. God had a plan. This was a vision anyway, but it shows us the sequence of events. God had a desire. He had a plan. His desire did not come to pass until he found a prophet and he told the prophet what to do. And when he told the prophet, this was going to happen. It did not happen even though God said it. What happened was that the prophet had to first of all prophesy. The prophesying was required for what God wanted to do to happen. Do you understand what I'm going to explain here? Look at what he said. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. That is, until I prophesied, everything was quiet. Until I prophesied, nothing happened. Even though the will of God was clear, the words of God had been uttered, but it had no effect on the earth. That is why God does nothing without informing his servants, the prophets. In this particular situation, let me remind us of who prophets are. There are different kinds of prophets, but there are prophets that are prophets because they are children of God. You know, in the Bible, Abraham was called a prophet. He told Abimelech to go and meet Abraham to pray for him, he said, because he's a prophet. That's what he said concerning Abraham. He said, because he's a prophet. He said, they went about, yet God suffered no man to do them wrong, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. And these were not Isaiah's and Jeremiah's and Nahum's, and you know? No. Who were those people? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the sons of Jacob. These are the people we're talking about. So you see, a particular class of prophets are the kind of prophets that are so-called prophets simply because they have a covenant with God. That's it. Because they have a covenant and a relationship with God, they are called prophets. Don't ever forget what I said. The greatest prophet in your life is who? You are the greatest prophet in your own life. Everyone listening to me, if you're a child of God, you're a prophet. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Your words are important. What God wants to effect on the earth, he expects every single one of us to join in prophesying. That's what I want to explain. Christians still make the mistake a lot. You hear them talk. They still run unnecessary commentaries. They run unnecessary commentaries. I want to say something about the election. Some people sit down. Now, you can vote for anybody you like. Do you hear what I said? How many presidential candidates do we have? 14. Okay. Of all the 14, you can vote for anybody you like. I'm not talking about, I'm not supporting anybody right now from this pulpit. When you come to my sitting room at home, you will know who I support. And you will know why. Don't mind any pastor or prophet or whoever it is that's from the pulpit fighting during elections. Some things are totally prophetically out of order. The time of election, you don't utter some words. No, you don't. If you must utter them, go and meet the men directly. Go to PDP office, knock on the door. Tell them, thus says the Lord, talk to them. To go on the airwaves and talk, you are trying to sway votes. You have no credibility. Are you getting my point? Uh-huh. That's a matter of fact. Let's just understand that, all right? What I wanted to say about the election is this. Some people, somebody say, they say vote for a change, then they change 100 naira. That's a joke. So people say, you know, they just react. And that's what I tell people that I don't care who you vote, like I said. But don't use reaction to vote for something that you don't know. Are you getting my point? Don't use reaction. Use your, you know, think properly. What I'm bringing out is that no human being is the hope for the country. I hope you understand that. None. The day of election, I'm going to vote. But believe me, my trust remains in God. And whoever wins, the moment they announce you winner, I switch my gear, my gun of prophesying in your direction. I shoot wisdom into your head, poam, and I receive it by faith. If you like, behave foolishly. Your foolishness shall be converted to wisdom. Yes. There are wisdoms in the scripture converted to foolishness. Are you to fail? I'm telling you, God can do it. He can make the counsel of the wise become foolish and make this foolishness of the wise people, of the foolish people look very wise. Do you know that?
Yes.
So I aim my prophesying in your direction and start blasting your life with prophecy. I don't care who wins. I must do that. That is the duty of a believer. And even when we're moving towards the election, I can be analyzing one way, analyzing the other way. I'm still prophesying that, listen, you know, good, wherever it is, good is coming to this country. I don't care who you are, good will come to this country. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, that's how Christians react this time of election. Don't put your hope in people say, I just want to vote out PDP so that they will know they can be voted out. Listen, my friend. If you like, vote out PDP, vote in APC, vote in which other parties? COA Party, ABGA, Accord, PDC. You can say what you like. The Almighty rules in the affairs of men. And he gives the kingdoms of men over to whosoever he wishes. It's who he wishes, not who you are angry against. It's who he likes. And you better accept that too. When you are going to the election, put that one in your mind. But one thing you must never take away from your mouth is to declare the truth. You know some of those things that, you know why God teaches those things? Let me give you one word concerning that. The reason why God teaches all these things is so that we declare those words and let them be our guiding, let me put it like this, our guiding words. Look at the one I just said now. Some people are sure that the person they want to vote for is the one God wants. Do you know that? I don't know what I get. They think they know the mind of God. Pastors, you know, some people now, they are in Redeem. And because a pastor in Redeem is the presidential running mate to General Muhammadu Buhari, suddenly, when they woke up yesterday, the Holy Spirit said to them to vote for APC. Some people say that, no, they are Catholics. And that one reverend father saw vision. You all know me and visions, we don't gel very well. There are too many visions. So as far as they are concerned, this person they are voting for. Everybody has his own thoughts, and a lot of Christians think they understand the mind of God. Let me just tell you ahead of time, you don't. What did I say? You don't know who exactly God wants. Your vote does not dictate it. Your desires don't. I'm talking about how Christians react. I'm going to vote for somebody. Okay? And when I'm voting, this is what I'm going to say to the Lord. This vote is a civic duty. I have voted according to what I understand. But Lord, the Almighty rules in the affairs of men. And he gives the kingdom to whosoever he wishes and sets upon it the lowliest of men. Therefore, I say, Lord, do it in the name of Jesus. Set upon these kingdoms a person who will be a blessing according to what we have asked you for and according to what we have prophesied. If my candidate loses, I just discover that God doesn't want to use him. Do you get my point? It's a discovery. If everybody campaigns everything for one person, we are so sure he's the one, and he loses, we just discovered that God is not using this human being. The words we prophesy, we still believe that they came to pass, even though our votes did not agree. Are you getting what I'm trying to emphasize? For that reason, please, when you are talking, that will mellow your talk. Yeah, it will mellow your talk. So by the time you finish talking, say, this is what I think about. Anyway, the Almighty rules in the affairs of men. And he gives his kingdom over to whosoever he wishes. And he will set upon it even the lowliest of people that we know. So let me take our current president. Some people say, why had he even become president? It's a fulfillment of scripture. They say, people like him shouldn't have ever made it to that level. You have just proven Daniel chapter 4 correct. And listen, you must learn to rejoice in such things. That's what I'm trying to explain. You must learn to rejoice. Listen, I'm giving you a commandment today on behalf of the Lord. From now on, declare those words regularly. Towards this election, declare, say, God, you will appoint. That's the summary. Just say, Lord, you will appoint. We will vote, but you will appoint. If God decides to queue up angels to vote, they will just have permanent voters card all of a sudden. They suddenly become Nigerians. It's not a strange thing. If you ever read this man's book, Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson said his father was a long-term senator. And the father was so sure that he won the election. But I don't know whether he was the one. Somebody had the revelation that man is not winning again. And you know how it happened? On the day of his election, snow fell. And everybody assumed that the man is so popular that they will vote for him. So they all assumed he would still win and they all stayed at home. It was very cold. It was cold, so they didn't want to go out. I say he's very popular. Everybody will vote for him. Come on, it's cold. Why am I going to vote? He's going to win anyway. That's how all the people that would have voted for the man sat at home because it was cold and they were so sure everybody else would go. That's how his opponent defeated him. The old man was heartbroken. He didn't believe it could happen. But those who knew ahead of time, they had the revelation that God was going to do something strange there. And God set upon that throne the lowliest of the candidates. But now we know the way God did it. His own candidate said, look, every little vote counts. If we have any chance, we need this vote. So they went out in the cold and went back home. That was how they collected the election. But our words as believers is simple. This next election, the Almighty rules in the affairs of men. And he sets upon this particular nation the person who will be a blessing to us. The person through whom he will set the captives free. That will set economic captives free. He will set security captives free. He will set legal captives free. He will set freedom to serve God in righteousness into this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, so what I want us to do, maybe by the time we come next time, actually I wanted to do this ahead, I forgot entirely. If I didn't even remember until now that I had planned to do this. I wanted to print this out so that each person can have a copy and use it at home at any particular point in time. But what I want us to do, at least now we have understood what I was explaining concerning the importance of prophesying, that you don't speak according to what makes sense to you that you can work out. You speak according to what you believe that God wants to do in your life. And I think let me just start with one today because our time is really gone. I want everybody, we're going to pray for different groups of people, but because of the way things are right now, I want us to start with this one first. That's, I want us to prophesy concerning ourselves for our individual lives. Maybe before we go, we'll add a few words for the country, even though we have been doing a bit of that as we have been speaking all this while. But let's start with our own personal walk with God, all right? I want us to prophesy concerning our lives. That's what's most important. I said something to us on Saturday. Let me say it again. There is eternity. Somebody say amen. Amen. No matter how long you live, you do very well. You do 120 years, okay? That's still a very short time. As an adult, you will not even do up to 100 years. You understand? So you are going to have a very short time, really, on this earth relative to eternity. And the fact is that some things don't count for eternity. The quality of clothes you wear now don't count for eternity. The size of the house you are living in right now doesn't count for eternity. The kind of things that you own, the countries you have been to, how much money you have in your bank account, do not count for eternity. Nobody's going to see you on that last day and say, oh boy, did you chop life? Tell me, let me smell your dead body. Is the perfume still on it? Is the same cheap one, the spray of every corpse they were going to put on your own too? All right, nothing special. The angels won't check. Say, let me check what you are spraying. People buy perfume, 50,000 naira a bottle. If you die, the smell does not get into heaven. Do you understand that? It doesn't. Like one of these comedians said, he said, the last day, judgment day, saying that's everybody go queue. So he was doing this comedy in London. So he said that Queen Elizabeth will be in front of you. You will tap and say, ah, Lizzie, you're here too. He said, everybody is going to be, say, all the titles won't matter at that time. Do you understand? Supreme evangelist will make no difference. It's true. most eminent bishop. No meaning. Do you get my point? Yes, all these things will literally pass away. We must never forget. We must never forget. They will literally pass away. What you own on this earth, what you accomplish materially speaking, will mean zero. And what you accomplish that will count in the realm of the spirit will actually count for eternity. That's why it's so important that we focus on what is right. Christianity is that you understand that life is beyond what you can see. Christianity is that you don't allow the things of this world to trap you, make your decisions for you. You start making decisions that is going to only benefit you for the next, you live very long, the next 60 years. You understand? The last 70 years. It won't benefit you beyond that point. It's very wrong, all right, for Christians to behave like that. You only make decisions according to things, putting first and foremost in the front of your heart, of course, the things that will count for eternity. That's what I'm trying to say. So let's start this prayer like this. I want us to pray, first of all, or prophesy concerning our walk with God. Do you understand my point? It's very important. Let's prophesy concerning our walk with God. I was saying something earlier. Many things in life, people don't know. There are things you just take as a badge of righteousness. Everybody say, I went there, I made money. You want to just say, look, I did not. And you're sure you did not because you are lazy, but because every way that was available was wrong, and you said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper, understand, in the house of God than make a lot of money and dwell in the tents of wickedness. Do you follow my point? Yes, because those are the things really that count for eternity. All right, the Lord is good. Let's rise to our feet quickly. I want us to just begin to close. I actually did much more talking than I planned today, which is very usual with me anyway. I was thinking to change in 2015, but it has not changed. I want to understand something. I don't want to teach again, but James has explained something to us. Your words, I said it earlier, they actually control the things that happen around you. That's one. Number two, they tell your body how to behave. Yes, they do. They do. I was reading an article the other day. I stumbled into it while reading something on Farid Zakaria's blog on CNN. And I stumbled into something as I read it. I said, these people are very foolish. You know, somebody was describing, I won't pollute your ears with the nonsense, all right? But the person was describing how this thing is okay because it was natural. I said, you don't understand. God gave us words to tell our bodies how to behave. Anyway, let me make, okay, I'll tell you. It's very bad, though. Clean your ears when you leave here. The one girl was dating her father. She and her father were seeing each other, and the mother doesn't know. And the person writing the article was trying to see that the attraction was very strong. So trying to explain to us that, so why not? No, that was the aim of the article. Why not? I went to subscribe to Economist Online. All right, you know Economist. I used to read their magazine a lot. So to be getting it was a bit, so I said, let me just subscribe online for a year. Let me see how easy it will be. You know why I didn't? One day I read an article on it. It was an editorial trying to explain why you should legalize and promote and legally protect prostitution. I didn't pay. I know they pay. Eh? To be reading this nonsense? Now, these people don't understand. Now, back to that first article. I stumbled on it while I was reading Farid Zakaria's analysis of these riots about these people that were shot in France, Charlie Hebdo. Yes, that's what led to it. So I've been reading it. Number one, you confessed that the girl was 16 when the affair started. By the time you're writing the article, she was 18. Legally, in many parts of the U.S., they will put that man in prison. But the fellow writing the article kept on trying to explain why the attraction was strong, it was natural, it was spontaneous. And I said, what is wrong with these people? No, as God will have it, next day I read Charisma News, which is a Christian magazine, and found out that somebody on Charisma News, apparently I read the same article, and came down to Charisma News to tear the people to pieces. He was so angry, which is right, he should be angry. But why I told the story is that when I was reading, I said, are you mad? This is not how life, we don't walk according to how we feel. We walk according to what is right. They have a saying in Western in Nigeria. They say if you scratch your body the way it is itching, it will bleed. Yeah, it's a proverb. It's an African proverb. That you don't scratch to the extent of the itch. Otherwise, you will bleed. That is, we train ourselves. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. We train ourselves. We learn what is right. Then we train ourselves. We don't just say, this thing is right. So, this thing feels right. So, we do it. No. Like I keep on saying, when I was a single man, if I see a nice sister, fine young lady, I will check my spirit. Is the Lord saying anything? Whether the Lord talks or not, if I just like, I will greet her well, next fellowship, how are you doing? Let me escort you somewhere. Why? I was single. Bishop, no reason. But the moment I married, even if God says that's your wife, I will beat him. So what kind of, because I know it can't be the true God. Are you getting my point? If Holy Spirit comes and says, Banky, I want you to know, right now I'm leading you to go and marry that girl. I will say, wait here. Just wait here. That I will go and recruit MFM chairman, Father Mbaka. I'm carrying all of them against this Holy Spirit. Say, please, there is one evil spirit here that's pretending. Kill him for me. Those ones, they will be very happy. Say, Pastor Barkin has agreed with us for once. Holy Ghost fire, die, die! This is the same Holy Spirit, in quotes, that if he had spoken a few weeks before, I would have listened. But now, once I went to church, and they said, I pronounce you man and wife, whatever God has joined together, anything you say after that cannot lead me towards who I shall marry. I have married her. Why? We train ourselves. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. What I'm saying so is this. Listen. In the same manner, you train yourself. Now, let me use James now. You use your tongue to direct your body concerning how it will behave. You use your tongue to tell your body. He said, me, I don't like, you know, some people say that, messages, I don't like listening. Sometimes, you know, some people say, I don't like listening to American pastors. Some will say, I don't like listening to Nigerian. I've heard all of these ones I've heard. Some say, I don't like listening to white preachers. Some say, I don't like listening, you are right. That is how you feel. And we agree, don't we agree? Yes. We agree. It's a feeling. But then, we will not tell the feeling. You will behave yourself. It will align. Sharp, sharp. Horridly. You say, I don't like listening to messages. You don't repeat it. Even if you don't like listening to messages, you will tell yourself that messages you shall listen to. It's simple. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. You use your mouth to tell your body how to behave. That's just the way this thing is. You don't just say, okay, this is how. No. And they say, no. One of my friends said, he said that, I prefer listening to music. I don't like reading. I said, do they sing the word? very few, more songs, two lines, they say the same thing again and again. Proper teaching and not song. Nobody sings them. They teach, do you get my point? You can't tell me. And the guy could spend, when we had little money, if you see the guy could spend more than, what am I saying? He could spend 20% of his income buying music. Buying music. He said, you like to read? I don't like reading. I said, I don't like to read, my brother. I need to read. My little boy, he's skinny and growing. Every time he's always looking for extra. You finish eating in the morning. Mama, can I have extra bread? Can I have extra cornflakes? Can I have extra chocolate? So my wife said, you're always looking for extra. He said, Mommy, if you give me a bar, I won't ask for extra. The boy told the mother straight, if it is ever, I won't ask for extra. So yesterday night, I said, have you eaten? He said, no. Why? He said, really, I don't like kebab. That's the point I'm making. I said to him, you go and eat it. It is good for you. Are you getting my point? As I explained, not just yesterday, other times. The other time I said, I don't like beans. I said, beans is good for you. It's one of them too that I'm serious, I'm surprised. The guy doesn't like eggs. You cook food, you use egg, that's it too. He doesn't want. So of course I sat him down. Eggs are good for you. Then you explain. Then after a while, he gets used to eating egg. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. Why? Because it's really good. I trained him to eat it. Listen, you speak to your body. There's nothing like, I don't like to. If it is good for me, I know I don't like to, but I will not say it. I will tell myself, you will like to. This is what you must do. Are you getting my point? All right, because our walk with God is the primary thing. This is, let me read a few scriptures. Quickly, Acts chapter 20, verse 32. If you have your Bibles, open to it. He said, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. That's Acts chapter 20, that's verse 32. He said, then another one I want to read, the words of Peter, then we'll read the words of Jesus Christ. He said, 2 Peter chapter 3. He said, be on your guard, lest being carried away by the error of unprincipled men, you fall from your own steadfastness. He said, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please note the scriptures. Last of all, the words of the Lord Jesus, Matthew chapter 24. He said, for this reason, I'm going to combine this and then somewhere in Matthew 25. He said, for this reason, you be ready too. The emphasis is be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will come. Then in chapter 25, he says, be on the alert then, verse 13, for you do not know the day nor the hour. My emphasis, I said, be ready. And the other word, be on the alert. What I want us to do is to declare the word of God concerning our walk with God this year. Are you getting my point? The words you are speaking, they are designed to train you. They are doing what? They are training you. You understand? They are training me. Therefore, declare, say, the word of God will be my delight this year.
The word of God will be my delight.
More than my necessary food.
More than my necessary food.
I want to shut your eyes and be talking to yourself so you can almost read the words as you are saying them. Say, I will delight in the Lord.
I will delight in the Lord.
I will delight in the Lord at all times.
I will delight in the Lord at all times.
Say, all my desires will be supplied automatically. Now, my emphasis there is that I won't have to worry about them. You understand what I'm saying? Because it says that delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Do you understand my point? Say, I will not focus on those desires.
I will not focus on those desires.
Say, to this year,
I
will not focus on my desires.
I will not focus on my desires.
I will focus on the Lord.
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 I will rejoice at the word of God like people who have just made a lot of money. No, I'm reading from that Psalm 119, all right, from verse 162. He said, I rejoice at thy word like those who find great spoil or great treasure. You understand? It's very important. You understand? Sometimes, listen to this. I find this mistake people make sometimes. Christians, we become consumed by our lack. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, we become consumed by it. Okay, I want to have children. So everywhere I go, every prayer point, every confession, everything is centered around that. I need a new job. Every prayer point, every confession is centered around that. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, sometimes when we are too preoccupied with something, God can't even do them for us anymore. Please, that desire of yours, God will supply it. Amen?
Amen.
That need in your life, and you know, Jesus actually said that don't think too much about them. So that's how Gentiles pray. These days, Christians pray like Gentiles. The thing that's most important, Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And every other thing we do, we what? Added. No, we have to learn to seek first the kingdom of God. So let's declare to ourselves again, all right? Say,
I will esteem the word of God
as more necessary than all other things. I will seek it first and above all things.
I will seek the things that are above.
I will not lay my treasures on the earth. Heaven's treasures will be real to me this year. Say, this new year, I will be filled with the knowledge of God, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. I will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. I will please him in all respects. I will bear fruit in every good work. And I will always increase in the knowledge of God. Say, as a result of this, I will be strengthened with all divine power. And I will attain all steadfastness. See,
I will walk in patience.
I will walk in humility. And I will walk by faith.
In everything this year,
I will give God thanks at all times.
I will give God thanks
because I have been qualified to be called a child of God.
I will give him thanks because
I have my inheritance with the saints.
I will give
Just like we read from that 2 Peter just now, he said that be on your guard so you do not fall from your own steadfastness. You understand? Therefore declare, I will attain steadfastness,
I will attain steadfastness.
And I will not fall from it.
I will not fall from my steadfastness.
I will continually grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord of my Lord Jesus Christ. I will continually grow in grace and in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus. Say it, I will not be earthly minded. Now remember, you are talking to yourself. You know, you are not even talking about how you feel. You are telling yourself, listen, Banky, you will not be earthly minded. Material things will not control you. Desire for things that make natural people proud will not control you. You will love the word of God. Your primary concern will be to be found pleasing to God. Do you understand? Declare it, say, I will love the word of God.
I will not be earthly minded.
Say, I know my life is hid with Christ in God. Say, this world will not sweep me away with its cares. The coming of the Lord will not take me like the proverbial thief in the night. That, you know, Jesus said, be on your guard, lest that day come upon you like a thief in the night. You understand my point? Say, I will live ready for Jesus at all times.
I will live ready for Jesus at all times.
There's something I said before. Listen, somebody, you've heard me say this if you have listened to me for some time, that sometimes people say that, what if they told you, all right, that you're authentic, the Holy Spirit came and said, let me just tell only you. Jesus is coming next week by Friday afternoon. I said, what will I do differently? I said, in all honesty, I will still show up on Saturday and preach. I have lectures for my students tomorrow morning. I will go for the lectures. I won't say, you people are here. You are still reading to become doctors. When Jesus is coming next week. No. Jesus said, blessed is the servant who the master finds so doing. It's not the one that says, master is coming. Jesus doesn't want you to know he's coming. He wants you to live ready like he can come at any time. Is there anything I cannot do? If Jesus is supposed to come next week, I shouldn't do it at all. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
I must say that again. Anything you can't do, if you were sure that the Lord will come next week, don't bother at all. Don't bother. Don't stress yourself needlessly. Do things that if the Lord met you doing, you will be able to see, this is why I'm doing this. And listen, you must understand the way God is doing things. It's not just what we have done. How do I say this now? It's the manner by which we are walking. You know, when the Lord gave out those talents, those minas, the guy who didn't do anything, you know what's his complaint? I don't want to lose your money. Now, what he didn't realize, what it was the process of using the money that the master was interested in, not the profit you made. Do you get my point? So why the master was angry? He said, okay, the money is there intact. You've done nothing with it. Listen, how you live your life is more important to God than what you achieved. That is why if you achieved a lot of things and he doesn't like the how, you have gained nothing. So when we're talking, like I told you on Saturdays, along the line, we'll get back to that matter of the will of God again, all right? That's why we're declaring these things. So that's what I mean when I said, listen, that the world will not sweep me away with its cares, and the coming of the Lord will not take me like a thief in the night. I will live ready for the Lord Jesus at all times. So let us declare, say, I will live ready
for
the Lord Jesus at all times. Say, I say to my soul,
soul,
delight in the Lord,
and
do not be carried away by the cares of this world.
Soul,
delight in the Lord.
And do not be carried away by the deceitfulness of
riches. Declare to yourself, say, I will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
I will not stand in the way of sinners.
I will not sit in the seat of scoffers.
I will not keep company with mockers of God.
My delight will be in the law of the Lord.
And in that law I will meditate day and night.
And I know,
That
I will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water,
like
ready to bear my fruit in due season. He said, this year,
I will spend my time
and my energy
learning the word of God.
I am a true disciple.
I am a disciple indeed.
Declare like you mean it, holiness,
righteousness.
These are my portion.
In 2015.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's say,
I renounce every strain of worldliness.
I renounce every strain of materialism.
I renounce judging myself according to the flesh.
And I renounce judging other people according to the flesh.
Say, I walk in the reality of the new creation.
And therefore I say,
if anyone is in Christ,
he's a new creation.
I am a new creation.
All things have passed away.
Everything has become new.
My life
is hid
with Christ
in God.
My life
is hid
with Christ
in God.
Say, I am being purified.
And I'm becoming the exact image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Say, my faith is growing stronger.
I am not moved by what I see.
I am only moved by the word of God.
Say, this year,
I will be a witness for the Lord.
I will speak his gospel with boldness.
And the Lord will confirm my words
with signs and wonders following.
Say, by my hands,
the sick will be healed this year.
By the laying on of these hands,
the blind will see.
The lame will walk.
The dead will be raised.
I will speak in strange tongues
as I minister the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Say, more than ever before,
I will reflect my Jesus Christ,
who loved me and died for me.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let us begin to give the Lord thanks for today. Say, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for the power of your word.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
All right, Father, we give you thanks. It's been a beautiful day. We declare this year is a year of understanding.
Amen.
It's a year of knowledge.
Amen.
And it's a year of wisdom.
Amen.
We enter into it. Look, my desire, listen, for everyone listening, is that this year, you will feel like a spirit when you are moving about.
I'm serious about that.
Material things won't disturb you.
In fact, a whole year will pass, you won't remember to pray for money.
Not even because you have, you will have, amen?
But not even because of that. Just realize that, listen, I can do all things. I said on Saturday, faith is not about let me grab.
Faith is, first of all, to understand that those things don't control my life.
That's it.
This year, you will feel like a spirit.
Amen.
I'm serious. You will walk like a spirit.
Amen.
I'm telling you. There was a time, man, and I sent some messages out to some of my brethren. I said, when you finish listening to these messages, the color of the air will change. And because that also happened to me. I remember we have the messages here, Supernatural Living Series by Bishop Oyedepo. 7 tips. Is it 7 or 8?
7.
Now, when you finish listening to them, man, when you come out, You remember that dust that was around it over the last few weeks? You don't see it. You are seeing with a different eye. You start feeling like a spirit. You know what causes it? It's when you are full of the word of God. When the word of God is dwelling richly in you. Spirit filling your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, the Lord is good. Remember something we said? Listen, the word of God won't come to you. You go and look for it. Are you getting my point? When Jesus was telling stories, parables, the sower went forth to sow. The disciples were looking, what is he saying? At the end of the day, the other guys went up to where Jesus was sitting and said, excuse me, who is the sower? What was he sowing? They went to go and learn. It was an active thing on their part. Do you get my point? Listen, do that. Sometimes I talk to people who have been listening to me for a whole year, 2 years. And they have you read Acquired Life? They say they haven't. You have been listening to me for a whole year. With all the talk I've talked, you've not bothered to gather the book. Great faith can be yours and read it. In my mind, they say, I'm talking, you know what I'm doing? I'm beating you. On the surface. But in my mind, I'm beating you. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Knowledge will come to us as we pursue it, all right? In the name of Jesus Christ.